come out here every year? Or?
We do. Yeah. And my daughters, ever since they were little kids, and now they're in their 30s.
Oh, so it becomes like part of that, if you don't mind me, like it's a family tradition.
Yeah, it has been. So depending on the rain, now my daughters have little kids now, so now my grandchildren will be on the part of the race.
That's cool. Like it becomes a generational thing.
It has. It has. It's been kind of fun. I've got so many of these kind of T-shirts.
Kind of describe what it's like to come out here every year. And
It's all different. Every year is a little different, you know. They've added the VIP tent, which is kind of nice. So I participate with that. And the weather, you know, it comes and goes. We've had some hot days and we've had some really chilly days.
Yeah,
today
last year
is kind of a messy one.
Yeah, and like, cause I know I was out here last, like, was last year a cold one?
It was cool, yeah.
Okay, and then 2 years ago there wasn't one.
Right, because of the COVID.
Year
of the COVID.
Does that affect your, it's going to be raining?
No, not me. Now, it is affecting my grandkids. But I come rain or shine. But I didn't bring a raincoat, so I plan to get very wet if it rains.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.